Chapter 4. A Family Problem.
Sally, come downstairs. Your grandparents are here, Mum shouts as she opens the door of our house. My sister Alison and I love our grandparents very much. They live in the north, so we don't see them very often. But today, something is wrong. Grandma isn't as happy as usual. She looks sad. Grandpa, on the other hand, is very happy. He gives me a kiss, and then another. And he calls me Alison. He's very forgetful. We have lunch, and Grandpa asks the same questions many times. Grandma always answers him with a patient smile. Why doesn't she say anything to him? I'm surprised by the questions, but I don't say anything. After lunch, Grandpa is tired and goes to sleep. We sit in the kitchen and Grandma starts to talk.
We went to the neurologist,
she tells us.
Your grandpa was forgetting things more and more, and I was worried. He did some tests, and the result showed that he's got Alzheimer's disease.
We're inconsolable. This is terrible news. How can we help him? Asks Alison. She's always positive and believes there's a solution to every problem. Grandma is practical and brave.
It's hard, and this is only the beginning, but we must confront it,
she says.
We must be very patient. Grandpa repeats things a lot, and you must answer every time like it's the first time. It's not good to contradict people with Alzheimer's disease. They can't understand things like before.
Mum, you must stay with us for a few weeks, my mother says. Our cottage is big and there's plenty of space for us all. We'll help you with Dad. It's hard for you to manage with this alone. I change my clothes and take my dog, Jack, to the beach. I need some fresh air and I want to digest this news. I'm terrified of slowly losing my lovely grandpa. Maybe there's something we can do to help him. I want to read more about it. There must be a lot of research into this disease. Maybe there are some medical advances to help Grandpa. Suddenly, I remember my science project at school. We could choose Alzheimer's for our topic. It's a good idea. I want to understand more about this disease, and then I'll feel better. I'll do it for Grandpa.